Back, episode 113. Right away looking at the camera. Making improvements. My posture is better. We're on camera. Yeah. We're on camera. This is visual now. I mean, I'm feeling like the Tiger King right now.
You are?
I don't know what that means. The way you reacted. I thought I was until the way you reacted.
Yeah.
I haven't seen enough of the show.
What are you feeling to make you think that you are feeling like a Tiger King?
I'm feeling hot right now.
Hot.
I'm feeling like everybody's talking about me right now.
Yeah?
I'm feeling like the hot thing on the market right now.
Do you feel like you need a pair of silk boxers?
Nah, I tried silk boxers once. Not good. Is that part of this show?
I have no idea, but those men wear silk boxers.
They come off as the silk boxer wearing type to
you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, for all sure. Right.
Yeah, no. So I wore silk boxers one time. I was literally trying to do it to impress a girl. It was in middle school. There was a song out. It was an R&B song. I forget what it was. But they mentioned silk boxers, like they would wear silk boxers. They would gyrate silk boxers at her.
Yeah.
And
you were like, I'm going to do this.
Well, she told me she thought it would be sexy if I wore silk boxers. I didn't even know what sexy was at that point.
But you were going to be it.
And I was like, I don't want her to have sex with that tall guy. She's going to leave me for that tall guy to keep trying to talk to her.
So what color silk boxers did you go out and buy?
They were red.
Did you make a you had to make a specific trip to the mall? And I know you like walked to the mall a lot. Was it a walk to the mall?
I did walk to the mall.
You walked to Boscov's?
It was Bradley's, I believe it was.
Bradley's. Is that like a underwear store?
It was an old school department store.
Okay, even more old school than Boscov's.
Yeah.
You guys have some old school department stores in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. It was literally run by Quakers. No, it wasn't. But, yeah, man, I got these boxers and I wore them one
time.
They
were red.
They were red. Well, they were red to start. After I wore them for about 10 minutes, they were maroon. But like, you put silk boxers on. They're not for under your clothes. Silk boxers are exclusively for gyrating at a woman.
You have to slip into something more comfortable. That's when you put
on
your silk
boxers. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You slip into them.
Just to create no friction.
Yeah,
like what?
Usually, because men don't typically slip into clothes. You put things on, you take things off. You might slip out of a pair of shoes as a man, but you slip into. I didn't know that. And
so you went on your date in your silk boxers.
I did.
Yeah.
I did, and I rode my bike there. I rode a bike in silk boxers. They were so destroyed after this date. They were insane.
Did you get to use them at all? Did you get to gyrate in them? Like, did she know
you
had them on?
I was so embarrassed by what I could feel happening down in my boxers.
Because they were just in your butt the whole night?
Oh, man. It was just, so it wasn't even just that. It was summertime. So I rode a bike. But this was also at a time in my life, maybe not just the black community, but a time in my life as a black person where I was experimenting with baby powder.
Not just a black person.
Because it cooled you down. It cooled you down.
It might be a dude gat thing, but no, I never
went there. No, I mean, it's Italians wear it too.
Okay.
Italians and blacks wear baby powder.
Okay.
You can see it under the wife beaters. At that time. So I had some baby powder down there too.
So you created like a soup?
It was more of a cement mixture. It hardened. Ew. It hardened the silk boxers. Like when I took them, they were already caking by the end of the night. It was like hard.
Ew.
And I tried to, so I left them. And then the next day, I tried to like pull apart where it was cemented the most, like in the crotch. I tried to pull it apart.
Yeah.
And it ripped the fabric. It bonded with the fabric. It became cement silk. And I couldn't rip it apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. You triggered me.
No good at wearing silk boxers, huh?
I don't even remember what we were talking about.
You heard about how you feel like the Tiger King.
Oh, yeah. Goodness gracious. Yeah. I don't think the Tiger King's, but maybe he might do a photo shoot with some silk boxers.
Yeah, he's not training his tigers.
Nah. I need to get into this. I mean, everybody's into this. Everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, you've got bits of it from
here and there. I'm jumping in while you're watching it, and then I start talking and you try to kick me out. So that is what it is.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, so I don't know enough about him to talk about him. I tell you what my fascination with him is. He's gay.
Yeah.
That is mind-blowing to me.
As the personality that he has.
When you look at him and the people that he's gay with.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God, they're gay. Yeah. They're gay. Those are gay guys.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I was talking about before when I was saying, I'm okay with people being gay. I just don't like they try to claim a community.
Right.
Like, they're just being gay guys.
And you're totally fine with that?
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Own a couple tigers. Mix just, it up. I'm cool with that. Like, that's the kind of gay that I'm okay. That's the kind of gay that I like. That's the kind of gay that I prefer.
Look at you. No, so like when you're telling people to stop being like, don't be that gay. Like you never meet him. Like you can be like him.
He can do all. He's
not
tigers.
Really. I know what you're saying. You're saying he's not. I want to say illustrating. He's not exuding like female qualities that you assign to the female.
That he's not being gay about it. That's exactly what it is. That's 100%. I appreciate that he's not being gay about it. He's just, I'm just a guy that loves tigers and banging dudes. I don't know what the problem is. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I like that guy. And also, it's hilarious to me that he looks exactly like the kind of person that would be like, I ain't no queer.
That's like his catchphrase.
Yeah. Yes. His alternate, every other person that looks like him.
Yeah.
Is constantly saying, I ain't no queer.
Yeah.
Because he almost got it because he has the long blonde hair, the mullet, the rocker lifestyle.
Yeah.
He has the boy George kind of facial hair going on, which is a different color than his hair. So he's kind of pulling off. That's like a crossover look.
Yeah.
That's a stuck in the 80s rocker look and also a current kind of gay guy look. Even like an 80s gay guy look too.
Yeah, it does look very 80s gay guy when you think about it.
I think it's an all-time classic gay look.
Yeah.
But it's mostly adorned by those that are not gay. I would say the majority of the people that rock that look are not gay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I would say they just love Whitesnake.
Yeah.
Hair metal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what kind of music he listens to, but I don't think it's contemporary rap.
No. I mean, that's not what his music videos that he makes are.
Oh, yeah. Of course. He makes music videos.
Yeah. They're a little country. They're a little soulful.
Yeah. I don't get this world. So today, I mostly been wearing sweatpants. With this pandemic lockdown.
I think everybody's been like living in pajamas.
For the most part.
Yeah.
I still have a little trepidation because, again, wearing sweatpants around the house is kind of new for me. I just started doing it this year. Literally
this year.
I'm glad
you feel comfortable to wear sweatpants around the house.
It feels awesome. Again, I went 39 years of my life without gyrating in the sweatpants.
I know. You tried silk boxers. You never tried the sweatpants?
No.
Did that scare you? You were like,
I've never tried anything but jeans again. No more alternate pants. Or nothing.
I know what works down here. I'm sticking with it.
No, none of that fringe clothing below the waist for you. I was jeans. I loved windbreakers.
Oh.
And then I had some incidents with windbreakers. So I had to. It's a whole thing. But, you know, I was out in my sweatpants. And I didn't realize. I didn't mean to go out in my sweatpants. I just went out with what I was wearing.
Because life is just one blur right now.
It is. If ever there was a time when you can convince a human that time doesn't exist and everything is just one moment.
Yeah.
This is it.
This has been a long
fucking moment.
Yeah.
It's the longest moment in history.
I agree.
There's never been a moment longer than this in the history of moments.
Just waiting for it to drop. Like, is it going to happen? Did it happen? Did it happen?
I think it happened.
Are we stopping it? Did we stop it?
I think it happened. We might have stopped it. We're not going to stop it.
Are we okay?
We're going to be okay that it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. This is wild. So I'm out there in my sweatpants, and I was about to get out of the car, and I had this rush of anxiety about the sweatpants.
Yeah.
Because, again, I was always dressing for preparedness. That's kind of the way that I get down.
But you don't feel like sweatpants are... I feel prepared in sweatpants. You want a pair of jeans on when it all goes down?
So the reason why I wouldn't say that I feel prepared in sweatpants
not is because... Not enough pockets.
It's not even that. So... again, their pocket, they have enough pockets. They have one less pocket than jeans,
but
for the most part.
Things fall out of the pocket.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
So before I left, I had to tighten my sweatpants. I had to tie them tighter.
You ever think of strapping on your fanny pack?
To my sweatpants?
Yeah.
No, I don't think. You mean for a pocket situation?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Again, no. I'm new to this sweatpants thing. but I know I've worn that combination to competitions and everything, but we're talking about going out into the world, right? That's different.
Yeah.
This is a different thing. And so I'm out there.
Just trying to figure out how close you are to that.
It doesn't feel, it feels way safer at a competition than it feels in a pandemic. I promise you that much. Or I guess I didn't have the fanny pack out there, but that's just, I don't know. I just didn't feel safe. Bottom line is I didn't feel safe out there with just the sweatpants and these shallow pockets,
mm-hmm.
right? Because in a huff, I all of a sudden got to worry about stuff coming flying out of my pockets. Like I can't, like I can't help anybody.
Right.
No, I can't get out there and mix it up. Like I'm the type of person, if I see something happening, I get out there and I scuffle. I'll scuffle
yeah,
in the world.
You've been known to scuffle.
Right? I'll do it. I can't, like, I literally would have to call the cops or, like, go get somebody else. I wouldn't even, my stuff would be everywhere.
You changed your roles in life, huh?
Yeah.
Now you're a help getter.
I don't even know how fast I could do that because I have to, like, hold my pockets as I run. You know?
Yeah, you might have already lost your phone in the car. It already fell out of your pocket. You can't even call 911.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. I lost my phone because I sat down. I'm sorry. I would help you, but my keys.
Whole thing.
Man, that would be the worst to get knocked out, to get like one punch knocked out in sweatpants. That would suck.
Because your pockets would empty?
Basically.
When you land, you'd be like, psh.
You'd be like if Sonic the Hedgehog was a father of three. That's exactly how you described it. Like, psh, tring, tring, tring. Like, keys, change, a wallet flapping around.
Probably a doll or two, like some of the kid stuff.
Yeah, definitely. There'd definitely be something from a kid. Like, usually you have to collect all that stuff, like running around back and forth trying to collect it before time ran out. Yeah, no, that's a wild. Also, in the Tiger King, I saw the little lesbian chick that got her arm bitten off.
Yeah.
And she was like, I got to get back to work right away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you hire Mexicans. That's the kind of work ethic that you only get from little Mexican lesbians.
No, you know what his deal is for hiring? He goes and he, like, if somebody's at the local bus stop and has been there for multiple days, like they have no home, they have nowhere to go, they have nothing, they tell him, he goes and he hires them because he hires these people that have nothing to go back to. And so this is their everything. And
yeah,
they will work for $150 a week and they're happy.
Man, these... The it seems to me like the people that own these American tiger enclosures are very close to pimps. They're using the same technique.
Yeah.
Going to the local bus stop, like checking them out. You know? Checking them out. It's wild to me though how dedicated she was to going back to work with one arm.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean some say they're little cults.
Yeah, but just people that are into animals are weird. did you ever try to get close to somebody that was really into animals?
Well, I once contacted PETA because I was doing a report in high school about how, I think it was against circuses or something, like it was against animal abuse.
Yeah.
And they sent me so much stuff, like it was like videos and like so much, so many papers and like pictures and things. It was crazy.
Yeah, they just would not shut up about it.
Yeah.
That was like, that was the back then version of just like just spamming, like just constantly.
Yeah, they spammed me.
Yeah, they spammed you. And they sent it in the mail.
Yeah.
It was like when like they just somebody just keeps serial texting you.
Yeah.
It was just a dump. They just did it all at once. I tried to date a girl that was really into horses.
Oh.
In
I had a friend that was really into horses. Yeah. So much so that now as a grown person, she like owns a horse farm and does announcing for horse competitions.
Yeah.
She's like living her dream.
I would imagine that this, I remember the one thing I remember about this girl is she would strike like horse obsession poses, or not even like, or just like the kind of poses that you would only work on if you were really into horses.
Yeah.
You know, they look like cowboy poses.
Yeah.
You know, with the 1 foot up against a post.
With like one arm up, like was she like
no hand, like hands,
dress?
Hands
no.
in the like
She's
hands
like
in
the
pocket.
Oh, okay.
Kind of both hands in the pocket out to the side, like back, you know, like head tilt to the down. You know? She also chewed gum like she was chewing tobacco.
Yeah.
And she always like the way she held her face, it always looked like she had like a straw in her mouth.
Yeah.
She was like really into horses.
Yeah.
I can't imagine, you know, with all that dedication to the mannerisms, like she suddenly was like, oh, this is foolish.
Yeah.
all these horses. But yeah,
She could be a furry, though. She could be like, and dress up like horses. It seems like she liked to be the horse.
I don't know, man. It seemed to me like she wanted to be the horse wrangler.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she was a wrangler.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like she was...
Now I'm a little jealous. You dated a wrangler.
Yeah, but it was a hard... Wranglers are hard. That was a hard date, man. I feel just like she was just all jagged edges. She had like rough, calloused hands. They're like super calloused.
Yeah.
Like more to this day, I've never felt hands more calloused than hers.
Okay.
Like they were just rough. I remember them, like even in the palm, it just felt rough and scratchy all over.
Yeah.
And it's exfoliating. I guess.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure it was good for petting horses. You know, kind of getting that undergrowth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she had, it was like a brush. It was bristly. Her hands were bristly.
Mm.
Like, I remember, like, kissing her was hard. Like, I would kiss her and be like, what the fuck happened to her lips when we kissed?
She gave you horse kisses.
It was like, I guess, all teeth. I don't know what it was. It was just hard. It was just, everything was just hard and rough and callous. Yeah. Man, what a world! What a world it is. Your life, you whatever you gear your life towards, you kind of adapt physically for that.
Yeah.
You know, she loved horses and became. Yeah, her hands were a little hoarse. She had a deep voice. Her voice was hoarse. Everything was just a little hoarse. Yeah, I mean, it was never. I mean, we just like she was. I knew her from track. She was a standout in track.
Yeah,
and that's kind of
ran as fast as a horse.
She ran like somebody who rode horses. I tell you that. It was like when we talk about a thigh gap. I don't think her thighs. Like I think her like I think again like just from riding horses.
Yeah,
she just widened her pelvis.
Okay,
you know, it was just like strange, but she was good. She was a good 400 runner. I don't know what happened to her. I don't. She probably watches this podcast. It's only two visual episodes, but she probably watches them. She's probably a hardcore fan of watching this podcast. Yeah. I was, let me see what time we're at, because I know this, we're doing a short one here. Episode 113, Two Jack Bros. Oh, you got anything? I know you didn't have anything last time. You're still dumb?
Well, all I've been learning about is the Tiger King, and
if
we've been there.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like I'm kind of interested in the Tiger King, but I feel like it's one of those things where it's taking the world by storm and everybody's talking about it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I saw people Michael Rapaport posted that he is doing a full breakdown on the Tiger King.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
He is the Tiger King. He is the King of Tigers.
Wow.
He is, yeah. So, I do want to talk a little bit because I want to make this kind of, again, kind of short. We're going to be out of here pretty shortly, but I do want to get into some more talking about the other side of history and these ancient, because I'm still in ancient Egypt.
I'm still learning.
I'm doing it.
For the family?
I got to learn because I have to hold on to a semblance of a decent society. Somebody has to hold on to
I'm trying to keep our family from crumbling. I just don't have the time. There's people talking to me day long.
You keep our family from crumbling. I'll keep our family from being retarded.
Okay.
And then people walk by and be like, that family still has it together.
Together, we can do this.
Yeah, let's not start cannibalizing each other quite yet.
We're going to be hope for the world. Quite yet. Okay.
But I go back and forth between how I feel about the way that people are even responding to the pandemic in the first place. Because on one hand, you got, I guess it's dangerous, you know, but it's like people are overreacting. You go to the grocery store, you see people wearing these masks and things.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell is that all about?
Yeah.
You know, like, you don't need that mask. You know, people are wearing gloves, which I'm so glad that people are starting to stop with the fucking rubber gloves.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that was starting to, it was really starting to get under my skin.
Why don't you like it?
Just because it is a selfish endeavor.
Yeah.
It's not protecting me. Especially if you're at the grocery store, that's mostly where you would see it. Like, the cashiers and stuff are wearing rubber gloves.
Yeah.
But then they're using the same rubber gloves that they use for the person in front of you for you.
Yeah.
Which is like, no.
Yeah.
You know, either no rubber gloves or new rubber gloves.
Putting your foot down. Damn it. Yeah.
So you see the people wearing masks. It's like, what are those masks really doing?
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know.
But I feel like there's like a weird competition for like taking this seriously. Like, I take the pandemic more seriously than you, and I'm going more out of my way to be a better neighbor and like steward of the world because I'm doing my part to quarantine more than you. I feel like there's a weird.
Maybe that is the case. And today I saw somebody that one-upped the mask situation.
Yeah.
And I flipped a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was walking around Giant and I'm seeing people with the surgical masks, you know, and they got the thing. This is me pinching a surgical mask on my nose and mocking like the nerds that pinch surgical masks on. But, and I'm seeing, I'm like, what the hell is wrong with these people?
Right.
Like, this pandemic sucks. Like, it's bringing out the fucking surgical mask in people. It sucks.
Yeah.
And then I turn the corner and I see a guy wearing a balaclava.
A what?
A balaclava, like the masks that people, like the hunters wear.
Oh, God.
You know, like the half mask that we would run in.
Yeah.
And I saw that. And I was like, oh, shit, this is the best pandemic ever. This pandemic is sick. Oh, how sick this pandemic is. I didn't realize you could be wearing balaclavas. This is sick. Holy shit. I'm in.
You're in. I'm out.
You're out? You're out?
Yeah,
now?
Our pandemic, man. Yeah.
You gotta get back in. This pandemic is popping. We got balaclavas. We got the Tiger King.
We're gonna learn to live, huh?
Yeah. So I was, doing my research, researching the world, and let's see what I've been learning about. Here, my phone's frozen a little bit. Okay. So ancient he's talking a lot about ancient Egyptian women. A lot of this is going through. What it is to be a woman.
That's because that's when they took women down in ancient Egypt. That was women's last shining moment before, like, the world put into law all these things and like created a society.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
Changed it. Yeah,
that's fair to say because it was tough. If women didn't get half. If they divorced,
right.
A man, they were. If a man divorced them, by the way.
Yeah.
They would get a third of that man's wealth. Unless, of course, he murdered her.
Then she got nothing.
She got zero. Okay. Or she, no, she got like her cats or whatever. She still had some things buried with her that might have like not necessarily belonged to you, like might have been her things, but they were also convenient in your life.
Yeah.
You know, that would kind of suck.
If all your cats. Yeah. You had to start over collecting cats.
Yeah. Cats were big back then.
Yeah, you know? I know. Like, they were little gods, right?
Yeah, because like they kept people from getting the plague.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so they were. They
a
were
a good cat. Know? Is like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It was keeping civilization on top. So.
So if you murdered her, you might give her a couple cats. Is what you're saying? Because men are decent people.
I mean, it's like, well, we live in a decent society. I don't want to give her the cats, but society's pressures are going to make me give her this cat.
Yeah.
You know, so I would much rather have the cat.
Obviously.
Like more cats, less humans to create human waste for rodents. Like I live rodent free.
Yeah.
Right. So. They were collecting, you know, again, a lot of this is from a collection of stories that they find, whatever they can find written. And it's really not easy to find a lot of written stories from day-to-day common life because of the literacy rate back then.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
So there was this one story of this this guy who kept kicking his wife out. And he kicked his wife out, and then she went and stayed with a friend of his. A friend of his, like, took her in two different times. One time for 40 days.
40 days is a long time.
That's a long time. But
why did he keep kicking her out, though?
It didn't get into that, but I agree with you. She probably deserved it. Was that where you're going? But so the second time he kicked her out for 20 days. And the guy that took her in, he took her in both times, once for 40 days, once for 20 days, and he wanted to be reimbursed for all the food that he fed her from the husband.
Kind of makes sense.
It does make sense.
If he's not having sex with her, like, then he should get reimbursed, right?
See, I thought about that when I heard that.
You're saying even.
Well, no, again, I was trying to put my mind, when you're looking at this and you're listening to these ancient culture things, you try to put your mind in that time period.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know what sex was yet.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't know what you would be jealous of. Like, would it be, wait a second, did you have sex with her? No, I'm not going to repay you. Or would it be like, wait a second, did you hit her?
Yeah, yeah. No,
you hit her? Okay, I'm paying you. You hit her? She's yours now. That's how you get a woman. You know, I don't know what's most valued in the relationship or, like, you know.
Because they said it didn't really become an issue whose father kids were until they started saying that money belonged to bloodlines.
Yeah.
And then you had to be able to prove your bloodline. And then it became an important thing. But before then, and if you don't care about that, it was kind of like, what do you care? You don't care that much. It didn't have the same emphasis.
Yeah. Another thing that I thought was pretty interesting, they were talking about, like, when you would go out on the town, like when a couple would go out, a woman in a fancy manner, she would wear a cone-shaped hat that had oils inside of it that would drip on her slowly throughout the evening.
That sounds pretty sexy. Just like bright colors, like running down.
I kept thinking about that.
Into any of it.
I've been trying to do something drippy this week. You want to do something drippy? You
want to
drip?
I want you to appreciate my drip.
I've been keeping you from dripping in this relationship. Yeah. For 20 years, you wanted to drip, and I've just been stepping on it.
Yeah. I've been wanting to wear silk boxers and get drippy, and you're like, no.
I'm just splashing your drip. Yeah, that's... Nah, I don't mean to. I don't mean to stop your drip, but it just sounds... Again, we're talking about a time period where women were using crocodile dung as a contraceptive.
I don't know if I believe that. Like, what if that was, like, just the Tiger King's lady? Like,
again, Herodotus is known as the first historian or the first liar. Nobody's saying Herodotus ain't talking shit, right? A lot of this comes from the accounts of Herodotus because he was going around looking at these different, he was obsessed with culture. He was going around looking at these different cultures and writing shit down.
Yeah.
You know, he's talking to people. He was the man of the people. He was like, hey, tell me your story.
Yeah.
And he's like, you want to hear my story?
But he had to learn languages and stuff too, right? Like,
It was a very cosmopolitan world. I think if the pandemic has taught us anything is there is a lot of time in a day.
Fair enough. Right? Yeah.
It was like there's a lot of time in a day, and it goes to speak about some of the potential accomplishments of the people back then. Like, yeah. Yeah, of course. Of course. We have the internet. We have computers in our pocket. We can look at them and watch videos for hours and hours and hours. Yet still, there's a lot of time in a day during this pandemic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, how is that even the case?
Yeah.
Like, I have something that I can just completely throw my mind into and just, there is not enough time in a day to watch all the videos.
No, not like, at all.
Good Lord, my brain starts checking out before I'm, you know what I mean? It's
yeah.
just like, yeah, it's wild. So, yeah, they had a lot of time to get stuff done. I think they were just getting shit done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a lot of time to have conversations.
Yeah, because he's also talking about the pyramids, and he's a big, he has a big theory saying that it's not possible that the slaves built the pyramids. The perception of slaves being whipped while building the pyramids is a Hollywood fallacy.
Really? Back then he called it Hollywood?
No, what do you mean back? No, this isn't Herodotus.
Oh.
This is the guy that wrote the book now.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Hollywood was like, that is a lie from the Jews. The Jews are spreading that propaganda about they run Hollywood. It's not how I built the pyramid. No, so this guy is saying, he's saying it's not possible because the types of precision that these pyramids are built with, it had to be built by a willing workforce.
A lot of time in the day.
There's a lot of time in the day.
I see what you're saying. By
yeah, they had like to be to get everything. But you can also whip people into precision.
He failed to realize, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that experiment. There were
through recorded history, and even in modern time, you hear stories about people being whipped. You can't even whip a person more than 5 times, I think. They die.
Oh, yeah?
They die from the pain.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of like how you
Are
can't
you sure?
fold a piece of paper more than 7. It's like one of those things.
Every slave movie I've ever seen shows a lot of whipping.
Yeah, but you can't, in one setting, you can't whip five a person times, more so. Than, I think, 5 times they die.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure there was a lot of, you know, figuring. There was a lot of experiments that went awry, I'm sure.
Yeah, I gotcha.
A lot of stubborn slaves took an L
yeah.
for science. I'm sure of that. I would venture to think if it's like a Street Fighter power bar.
Yeah.
Like every time you get hit, it takes 20% of your power, your life force away.
Yeah.
After that, I think after you hit me with a whip one time, I could probably calculate pi to the last digit. I don't care what era I'm in. This is 3.14.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. This is a short episode, right?
Yeah.
This is middle of the week and something at you. This is we're, again, still experimenting with this visual podcast. Thank everybody for watching and who watched. Thank you everybody who watched for watching. That's what I was trying to say. Also, if you just stuck with the audio podcast, which we're getting pretty good numbers for the audio podcast. I really appreciate it. I haven't checked the numbers for the YouTube yet, but I will when I go to upload this stuff and I'll see what that is. But I'm really happy with what's happening with the audio podcast. So I hope that translates to the YouTube. We'll see. We're just going to keep building. We're just keep building the same way we did with you guys. Well, not you guys, you guys who are listening. We built. We built slowly. We built with loyalty, and we're here now. By the way, Jackalites, I want to go with Champions.
Oh, really? Champions?
Jackalites for the people that want to stick with it. You're tried and true. You're a 2 Jack Bros Jackalite. I get it. You don't like change? Do your thing. But I like Champions because that's how I feel like this fan base makes me feel.
Okay.
Like every time somebody contacts me, I feel like, wow, I feel like I just won something.
Yeah.
You know? Like you guys make me feel like a champion. I hope that, I just almost dropped my phone. I hope that this podcast makes you guys feel like a champion to some degree. Like, you know, at least you can
no,
be
they're
like
better than us.
Yeah, so I've never ruined silk boxers with my crotch sweat and baby powder. I've never done that.
You probably learned one thing this week. I've learned nothing.
Yeah, I mean, well, you probably yeah from this podcast you probably learned something.
Yeah.
Too about.
Oh yeah, I've learned. About you and making, your silk boxers.
Nut cement. Yeah, it's we'll brand it. We'll brand it and get it out to you. We're gonna no shout outs for this the midweek episode. We're gonna do shout outs on a longer episode. We don't want to make this a long episode because the shout outs can do that sometimes. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Thank you much. Damn it! This has all been one take. This is what you get. Thank you so much, everybody, for watching. Please rate, review, share, like, subscribe, repeat.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think you can just keep getting reviews. All right, we're done.
Bye. You